Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Eric Horn. I am here with Barry Trammell in Portland, Oregon, after the Thunder's 114-94 loss to the Portland Trailblazers in Game 2 of their Western Conference Series. Before we start the podcast, this is brought to you by Charleston's of Bricktown. Make sure you get down to Charleston's of Bricktown for all of the Thunder's playoff games, as many as they may have left, which may not be that many. But look, even if the Thunder's not playing, get down to Charleston's, get a great meal. Charleston's of Bricktown, sponsoring the podcast in April. Barry, have you made your vacation plans yet?
Yes, but I haven't made...
Like officially.
I have not made my May plans, but I think I can go ahead and schedule things in the merry month of May.
I feel like May's going to be safe.
Late April is going to be fairly safe, too. What's today?
It's the
17th.
It is now the 18th. No, it's the 17th. It's the 17th.
So
I feel like we could have made these plans against any of these teams in the Western Conference based on just not just how the Thunder was playing going into the end of the season, but they just don't have the personnel to go get it with some of these teams.
A friend of mine at church came up to me, I think it was the day after the Warrior game. They played the Warriors on a Saturday night a few weeks ago. I think that's right.
That's when they got smashed.
Yeah. He came up to me at church, and he's sort of a pragmatic guy. He said, they're just not that good. He said, that's their problem. They're just not that good. I mean, we talk about all the ways to fix them, but they're just not that good. They just don't have enough good players that can do the things required to win in the modern NBA at a high level.
And it's not even just the guys around Russell Westbrook. It's Russell Westbrook too.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we've seen in the last two games what guys like Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum are capable of, even when they're having off nights where the Thunder defend them well. CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard did not shoot particularly well in game one. They had a good quarter. But the rest of the game, they were pedestrian. But they still were able to make enough shots to distance themselves from the Thunder because they made three-pointers, they made difficult three-pointers, and they made them at a volume that was better than the Thunder as an entire team. Tonight, they were outstanding. And when they're outstanding, the Thunder has no margin of error.
No. They got to be good in all the areas of non-shooting, and they weren't. They didn't take care of the ball. They didn't make foul shots. Let me tell you the scariest stat from tonight. Both teams shot 58 two-pointers. The Thunder made 30, Portland made 29. So if you don't beat the Blazers by a big margin in the two-point game,
yeah,
you're dead in the water.
Yeah, and it's really exacerbated how much, the Thunder really struggles on offense when they turn the ball over. And that's what happened to the Thunder tonight more than anything.
Yeah, why'd they not take care of the ball? Five turnovers in the first half was good. Then they come out and have five in the first 6.5 minutes of the third quarter.
And that loses the game for
and
you.
And that's where it all got away from them. They go, Adams makes a basket to take a 56-54 lead to open the third quarter, and then turnover, missed three, George makes a basket, turnover. So in six possessions, they have four turnovers.
Yeah, and I think it was
down 64-58.
I think it was five in their first eight possessions of the third quarter because George goes back-to-back, sloppy ball handling on his part. He had five turnovers. And you just can't afford to turn the ball over cheaply against a team that can shoot as well as the Blazers. And frankly, you can't turn the ball over cheaply when your offense is as inefficient as the Thunder's is. And if you look at the numbers from the third quarter, they shot 8 of 16 from the field. The problem wasn't the percentage. The percentage was fine. The problem was they only got 16 shots, and the Blazers took 23 shots. And the Thunder's prerogative all season has been, we are going to get more shots up than the other team. Why? Because we're not a very good shooting team, so we have to rely on offensive rebounds to get second-chance opportunities, which makes sense in theory. You give yourself more opportunities to get more cracks at making a basket because you're not a good shooting team. But if you're just getting wasted possessions and you're not giving yourself a chance to even take a shot, and then you're giving the ball back to a team that's one of the best offenses in the league, a top 10 offense in Portland, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Give them your stat of maybe not just the night, but the stat of the year.
Which one?
Portland in transition.
Whoo, that was a bad one tonight. The Portland Trailblazers only took 6 shots in transition, and they scored 19 points. That was more than Russell Westbrook scored the entire game.
I mean, think about that. Now, they had more than 6 possessions in transition because that counts fouls.
Yes.
But, I mean, think about that.
6 for 6 in transition. 19 points.
And that's a sign of the new NBA. When I think of fast breaks, I think, hey, get out and get yourself a layup, a dunk, an easy layup, whatever. The really good NBA teams, Houston, Golden State, Portland now, Denver, even the people that can shoot it, they're looking for an open three when you talk about transition.
Even the teams that can't shoot that well, like the Thunder, they're looking for an open three in transition. Yep. They're looking to get Paul George a three in transition. They're looking to get Terrence Ferguson or Dennis Schroeder a three in transition. The problem is, you know, if Russell Westbrook's leading the break, he can't hit that transition three on his own because he's just not a good shooter. Damian Lillard can just get the ball in transition and say, I'm just gonna score on whoever it is in front of me. So it's exacerbated by, for instance, the play where Damian Lillard scores the 4-point play on Jeremy Grant. Russell Westbrook is coming off of a screen from Steven Adams. He has Enes Kanter in a pick and roll situation, and Kanter's playing up a little bit. So Westbrook has to make a decision. Kanter's playing off of him, so Westbrook, in theory, should have an easy pull-up jumper from the elbow. He pulls up from the elbow and airballs a 3-pointer. Like, that's just a shot that any guard in the league can make. And I'm not saying that Russell Westbrook is any guard in the league, because he's clearly not. He's, like, one of the world's best players. But he's one of the world's best players whose offense is broken. And it's been broken all season for the most part.
Well, I don't mean the game's passed him by, but the game has changed on him.
Yes.
Shooting's more important than ever before. That sounds silly, because shooting's always been important. We've always valued guys that can light it up. But it really is more important than ever before because of the 3-point line, the propensity for people to shoot the three. You got to have threes because the other team's going to have a bunch of threes. So you got to try to keep up. And that's not a Westbrook strong point. And, you know, if Westbrook had come along 5-10 years earlier, he'd be even a better player than he is, I think. So, I don't think the Thunder can recover from this. There's just too much shooting on the other team. Portland's got 2 premier shooters. They're not Curry and Klay Thompson, but they're not that far behind them. I mean, McCollum and Lillard are big time. And then they got other guys. Myers Leonard's their 4th team center. He nailed a 3-pointer tonight.
He did.
So,
one more than as many as Westbrook and Terrence Ferguson. More than Dennis Schroeder, who only took, I think Dennis Schroeder only took maybe 1 3 all night, which is probably something.
He's 0-8 in Portland so far this playoffs.
Jeremy Grant, I think he was 0-4 again, which makes him.
Boy, Jeremy Grant's not playing well.
Yeah, it makes him 0-8 as well in Portland. And look, this is the bright side for the Thunder. I believe, Barry, they had their two worst shooting nights from three season.
Yes,
in the first two games,
both in volume of makes and in percentage. Worst games out of 84. Now the 2 worst games here in Portland in this series.
They literally could not shoot worse in a home game in game 3. They literally could not shoot worse. I mean, I take that back. I'm using the word literally wrong. They literally could shoot worse. They really could shoot worse, but they probably won't. Teams tend to shoot better at home. They're going to get charged up with the crowd. They're going to come out on fire. You would think they'd come out on fire, and they'll shoot better at home. But if you just look at it, just man to man, CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard are better shot makers than Russell Westbrook, Dennis Schroeder, Terrence Ferguson, Raymond Felton, whoever you want to throw out there in terms of guards. They are guys who can exploit mismatches, and even if their path to the rim is deterred, which it wasn't very much tonight, they've been able to split double teams in, frankly, both of the games at an alarming rate, because when you're playing Steven Adams as high as you are in terms of your 3-point defense, you're not really leaving a lot of layers behind your initial line of defense, and those guys see that. They're like, oh, there's a bunch of clear acreage behind Steven Adams, Russell Westbrook, whoever's out of the perimeter, because they're so concerned with us shooting the three-pointer that we're just going to get low, dribble through them, and we're going to get a clean path to the basket. So when their guys are more proficient at every level of offense, whether it's the free throw line, three-point line, or at the rim, then your best players, Paul George, who's battling his injuries but played better tonight, Russell Westbrook, who was not good tonight, he was 5 of 20, there's just not a lot you can really do to overcome that other than, like, continue to, you know, try to play the best defense you can on those guys. But you got to get more production from your guys like Russell Westbrook and Dennis Schroeder. And I just don't know if they're going to be able to get into a shooting contest with Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum.
Yeah, I don't think they can. I don't think they can. So what do? You got to try to win this game by shooting better, by trying to make Lillard and McCollum semi-normal, by taking care of the ball, winning that turnover battle. You know, they only turned the Blazers over 12 times tonight. That limits the Thunder offense because the Thunder likes to get out and, you know, turn those steals. I didn't even look at the steals. I don't know. Seven for each team. Well, so Thunder needs more than seven steals. But, you know, they got to do those things and then hope they make some shots. Hope they go 11 for 30.
Yeah.
Instead of 5 for 33.
Look, the steals don't matter unless you're converting them into points, too. And the Thunder was not good on the break tonight. Generally the offense just wasn't particularly good.
You know what's a little sad? In both games, the Thunder bench has held up pretty well.
Yeah.
Schroeder hasn't played well. But Markieff Morris, Raymond Felton, and Nerlens Noel in this series have been pretty strong. The plus-minus numbers tonight were just funky, I thought. I can't even find it now. But, oh, here it is. The plus not minus numbers in a route. This is in a route. Markieff Morris plus 6. Raymond Felton plus 11. Nerlens Noel plus 2. In a route defeat. Meanwhile, you got Jeremy Grant minus 26. Adams minus 22. Westbrook minus 27. It's got to be one of his worst plus minuses ever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Was Westbrook ever worse than a minus 27? Lillard was plus 27, McCollum plus 23, Myers-Leonard plus 17 in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, starters just weren't that great. And, you know, it's that's what makes game one even more disappointing. And I think we kind of talked about this too, because you got a really good Westbrook performance in game one that was essentially wasted because a few guys couldn't make, you know, a three-pointer.
Let me ask a question.
Question.
The answer before tonight would have been no. The answer before the series would have been no. You don't want this. But do you want it now? Do you need Russell Westbrook to try to take over and try to score 38 points, 41 points, whatever?
We just said he can't get into a shooting contest with Damian Lillard.
Yeah, but not necessarily. I'm not saying try to score 41 with a bunch of threes, but what if he just goes to the basket and sees what happens?
Is he going to go to the basket, though? Or is he going to settle for threes?
Well, he
if you say Russell Westbrook take over, the threes come along with it.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah, you're right. No doubt about it. So that's my question. Is that a worse alternative than what we saw tonight or what we saw Sunday afternoon?
The best alternative is for him to continue to play the way that he did in game one, limit the turnovers.
He's still spreading the ball around. He had 11 assists.
Yeah, he was. I think they did a good job of attacking Kanter. Kanter was essentially a non-factor.
Non-factor.
Tonight. They got into the teeth of the defense. Again, they scored 50-some-odd points in the paint again. 54 tonight. They should have had more because, frankly, he didn't finish very well at the rim and he missed a bunch of putbacks. Your best case scenario is you get back home, you win your home games, and then you just try and play better on the road in game five. That's what you do. You don't say, Russell Westbrook, we need you to go into God mode, because, look, we've seen that movie for the last 2 years. We know how that ends. Is that even guaranteed to get you a game if you play that way?
I was just asking. I mean, we've seen Westbrook play one really good game, and we've seen him play another, which he didn't play well, but he didn't really try to take over. And they've had two horrendous offensive games.
And I don't even think that what we've seen from this Thunder team in the last two games is like necessarily like a lack of like fire, like to where you need Russell Westbrook to take over because this team lacks some sort of energy. I just think these guys can't shoot, and Westbrook's included in that, and that exacerbates everything else. And then the turnovers just piled up on them tonight. They just can't turn the ball over like they did tonight, because if you're turning the ball over at that rate on the road, you're not giving yourself a chance to win. So I think they get back home, you play in a similar vein to what the way you did in game one. You defend well. And I don't think you're going to get Dame and CJ combining for 62 points again, but you're going to get some better shooting from the guys haven't been hitting shots. The Thunder just might not be good enough to win the series anyway. Even if those guys are hitting shots, they're probably not going to be good enough to win the series, because we haven't seen them be able to win a road game. And that's why Portland won 53 games in the regular season, and why they have home court advantage, and the Thunder was on the brink of being an 8 seed until the Lakers did them a favor and beat the Clippers.
Wonder if there's ever been a team that swept a team in the regular season, 4 games, and then was swept in that same by that same team in the playoffs.
I would be curious to find that out.
I would guess never.
I don't think the Thunder's getting swept.
You think Thunder will win a game? Maybe 2.
I think they can. I mean, I picked the Blazers in 7, so I think they'll defend. I think the Thunder will defend home court. I do. The question is, what do you do in 5? I mean, the question is, what do you do in game 3? Because we don't know. We don't know if the Thunder's going to make any shots ever again.
It's a funny sport. The NBA playoffs are funny. The momentum in the series can switch. We've seen the Thunder lose 2 to start a series and then come back and win that series. Happened with San Antonio in 2012. I think that's the only time.
Kevin Durant was playing on that team, though.
Kevin Durant did seem to be on that squad.
He played on that basketball team, as did James Harden.
Yeah, that was a fairly solid squadron.
They were pretty decent.
Serge Ibaka was young and spry. Kendrick Perkins was still pretty good basketball player.
I'd venture to guess that Russell Westbrook shot better back then too, at least better than this season, which is the worst shooting season of his career.
You know what's crazy is Westbrook. He didn't get many foul shots today. He had 4. Was he 4 for 4? No, 3 for 3.
He's 11 of 11 for the series.
He's the only one making foul shots. They were 16 of 25 otherwise. I mean, Grant's 3 of 6. Adams, 2 of 5. Felton missed one. You know, they weren't very good at the line. They got to be better at the line. I mean,
a lot of places they have to be better.
They got to the line more than the Blazers. Blazers only shot 21 foul shots.
Yeah, because they were hitting on their three-pointers, 40-some percent. I will say this about the Thunder. They did a better job on the glass tonight.
I mean, Adams was solid.
They did a better job of
9 rebounds.
Rotating the Cantor, making sure that Cantor wasn't an emphasis on the glass. But, they took Cantor off the floor, and they were just getting hurt by the guards. And then
you'd think when Cantor goes out, Adams could even get more going on the boards, but he really didn't.
Barrett, let's take a quick break, and then let's pivot to game 3. And then we'll talk a little bit more about some of the positives we saw from game 2 as well, because
positives? Positives?
Paul George showed up.
He did show up.
I mean, his turnover showed up, too.
He did show up. That is right.
Okay, we'll be back.
Charleston's in Bricktown is your pregame destination to cheer on OKC's favorite sports team. Stop by before the Thunder game for a drink and a bite, or watch the whole game at our state-of-the-art bar with big screen TVs all around. Charleston's in Bricktown offers free parking with validation in any lower Bricktown parking lot. Visit charlestons.com for more information.
And we're back on the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Eric Horn, here with Barry Trammell. After the Thunder's 114-94 loss to the Portland Trail Blazers, Barry, can we dig for some positives out of this performance?
Digsville.
We're going to dig in?
Well, we've already mentioned bench. The bench was halfway decent. You mentioned Paul George shot it better, and he did. He was 2 out of 7 from three-point range.
He makes one more, he's 40%.
2 out of 7 is fabulous on this squad. What, I had the stat in my I looked it up. What are they, 4 for 39 in this series, other than Paul George? Yeah, that's right. Not counting Paul George, the Thunder is 4 for 39 in three-point shooting. So
that can't stand when they get home.
Well, you would think.
That can't stand.
I mean, Jeremy Grant's been a no-show. Terrence Ferguson's been bad.
But it's still no – even if that doesn't stand, it's still no guarantee that they're going to shoot better than the Blazers. And there's no guarantee that, you know, Damian Lillard just won't flat-out outplay Russell Westbrook, or C.J. McCollum won't flat-out outplay Terrence Ferguson and Dennis Schroeder. Damian Lillard's owned Russell Westbrook, frankly. I mean, he's outscored him. He's been just as good defensively.
Now, the one thing I will say, Lillard is not really much of a facilitator.
No. That's not the Trailblazers' game. Right. They're not a heavy pass team. They're similar to the Thunder in that regard, in that their stars are taking a lot of the shots. They're not passing it around a ton. They don't have high assist totals, but they're just more proficient at shooting, particularly off the dribble, than the Thunder's primary ball handlers are in Paul George and Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook, you know, 11 assists tonight, but I don't know. You think anything changes in the rotation? Abdel Nader played the last 3:46.
Those aren't the guys that are.
No, you're right.
The first six have to be, like, what is he going to do? Billy going to play Markieff Morris over Jeremy Grant?
Okay, now there was a silver lining. The starters played better early in the game. I mean, they jump out to a 7-point lead in the first quarter. They get a 10-point lead in the second quarter, the Thunder does. They didn't play from behind the whole first half, which is a big help, but they let it get away there in the third quarter. And really the last 3 minutes of the third quarter is what got them, because it was still 79-73
with – yeah, it was a 6-point game.
And then
Curry hits the three.
Curry hits back-to-back threes.
Oh, Nerlens Noel, you can't drop off of Steph. I mean, not Steph. I always want to call him Steph. Seth Curry in that instance. Nerlens Noel took a step back. I think there was a switch, and Curry's standing there, and Noel takes a step back toward the paint for whatever reason. He's just got to stay home on him, because he's not going to – that's Curry's game. He's not going to do anything else. He hits the three. Dennis Schroeder turns it over. Dame Lillard finds Curry on a 2-on-1 for another three, and then that's just –
Schroeder's got to play better. Oh, man, Schroeder's got to play better.
He's
got to play better.
He had a couple of minutes. Those last minutes of the first quarter, he was really good. He looked locked in.
It's 22-24, Portland led, and he makes a nifty pass to Markieff Morris for three.
Steals the ball.
Two possessions
steals the ball
later,
from Willard.
Gets a steal and hits a jumper.
Gets Noel the dunk.
And then flips to Noel for a dunk, and then makes a 16-footer. 5-point lead. Went from 2 down to a 5-point lead. But that's all he did. 2 assists, 2 baskets the whole game, and it was right there in those 3 minutes at the end of the first quarter.
He had a few instances where he drew some fouls and got to the free throw line, but other than that, I mean, not much going on there for Mr. Schroeder. And he was critical in that third quarter swing, like you said, where, you know, he turns the ball over and Curry hits that three. It was, those back-to-back threes by Curry were monsters.
really that ended.
Yeah, that was a wrap.
Basically, right ended there. The game. Well, and then, I mean, Lillard exasperated. He got fouled, made three foul shots.
By Schroeder.
And then hit a fallaway three at the buzzer to end the half. I mean, in the quarter. They scored 12 points on their last three on their last four possessions. It was 79-73, and then it was 91-75. Huge difference. That's your ball game. And so, you know, it, not too many times do you come back from 2-0, but it's just – it's not out of the realm of possibility. The 2-0 is not the problem. It's the way they're playing is the problem. If they'd lost two tight games, you'd think – you know, this doesn't really look like Utah did last year.
Yeah, I wasn't even bothered necessarily by the way they played in game one except the first quarter. Tonight, actually, the first quarter was probably their best quarter. And then everything – it was almost a reverse. The last three quarters were the problem tonight. And then the last three quarters in game one were actually where they played their best. They just didn't make any shots in either game.
Let me read you some harrowing numbers here.
Harrowing. I'm excited.
This is the Thunder by quarters. 31, 23, 21, 19.
Whew.
Good thing there wasn't a fifth quarter that had 16 points.
Well,
40 points in the second half for the Thunder. 40.
Then the Thunder allowed, last game we said they allowed only 65
in the last three quarters.
In the last three quarters, and they allowed 60.
In the second half today.
In the second half.
Not good. Mo Harkless came alive. They made him look like a big-time ball player. He had 14 points tonight. Just a discouraging night is what it was.
Yeah,
at the Moda Center.
And there are going to be people.
A discouraging night.
There are going to be people out there who are like, oh, Billy Donovan, Billy Donovan can't fix this team that can't shoot. Like, he can't fix that. He can't fix that Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum are out playing the Thunder's backcourt. Like, there's not somebody he can reach for. Like, he can't reach for Raymond Felton. Like, there's not really a fix to just guys just shooting better. On open jump shots, mind you. Like, the Thunder's offense is actually producing open shots, and these guys aren't. Like, Jeremy Grant, how many wide open three-pointers has Jeremy Grant had this series?
Well, like I said, the Thunder had more assists than the Blazers tonight.
Yeah.
On a night when their offense was terrible.
Yeah.
So this is not a systems issue. This is, as you said, a personnel issue.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
And that's a problem. And that goes up the food chain. That goes to Sam Presti. It's how do you improve this team? How do you get the shooting better? You know, this was the notion of Russell Westbrook being a guy who's going to get better shooting with age. And his free throw shooting has declined the last two seasons. And typically that's something that could that's a stabilizing thing for guys throughout their career. And Russell Westbrook was an 83% free throw shooter, you know, going into the last couple of years of his the last 2 years of his career, and all of a sudden he's fallen off of a cliff.
What do you think going on there? They're just like the foul shooting is an example.
Not concentrating.
That clearly there's a mental situation going.
I've read off the stats. He's in the 60-something% range in the first quarter. He gets a little bit better as the game goes on. But where he gets really good is when the game matters. In the last 5 minutes of game, like in the last 5 minutes of games where it's within 5 points, he's back in the 80s and the 90s. In the last minute of a game when it's within 5 points, he's a 90% free throw shooter. In the playoffs, hasn't missed a free throw. It's concentration, Barry.
You're probably right. But it's exasperating, and now the Thunder's on the brink. They're on the brink of a third straight first-round loss. And that would be quite discouraging for a franchise accustomed to playoff success.
Quite.
In six seasons from 11 through 16, they won 10 playoff series. So.
And look, if you want to, Why am I going into the silver linings here? You know, I mentioned this to you today when we were walking outside the arena. You could go on the bright side and say, you know, basically the Blazers did what they were supposed to do. The home team won their two games. You could basically go with that, and you could stick with the notion that the Thunder can get this to seven games if they basically just defend home court. But if you're being realistic, this team can't shoot.
No. We haven't mentioned Terrence Ferguson's name. He's got to play way better.
Yeah, he's got to make shots.
Jeremy Grant's got to play better. Schroeder's got to play better.
And I think all of those guys will play better at home. I think Russell Westbrook will play better at home.
Steven Adams is playing well. He's good tonight. He's 7 of 8 shooting.
Yeah,
and Kanter was not even.
He wore Kanter out.
Kanter
he
was not even.
Out. Yeah,
you didn't even notice him. I mean, and his Kanter played 1946 tonight.
Yeah, everybody got all excited about Kanter that first game,
me included.
I think if you look at it realistically, Kanter wasn't going to be able to sustain 20 and 18 for an entire series and be a dominant figure. The Thunder was going to be able to find a way to play him out of the game, and they did tonight. I mean, Kanter was looking around confused half the time, and look, Westbrook did some of his best work against Kanter. He did some of his best work against Kanter in the first game. His Kanter was dropped back so far in pick and roll that he was just walking to the rim. So I don't think that Enes Kanter is going to be the thing that turns this series. The thing that turns this series is the Thunder's guards have got to step up and play better because Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum can hit any shot in the book, and the Thunder's guards just can't hit any shots.
I got a question for you.
Question.
Would you
consider
changing up the defensive assignments?
As in you put Paul George on Lillard?
No. How about putting Ferguson on Lillard and Westbrook on McCollum? Just see what happens. I'm not saying it'd work. I don't even know why it would. But just as a changeup.
McCollum has seemed to have figured out the Ferguson equation. Ferguson's fouled too much. And even when Ferguson stayed with him, McCollum's hit some tough shots over him. You might want to just stay the course with that and see if McCollum just dries up on the road. I don't like it because McCollum moves a bunch off ball, and Westbrook will be lazy and just kind of say, okay, so you pick him up. He's not going to follow him around like Ferguson does.
Ferguson will track you. He'll track you like a bird dog.
And Westbrook will lose track of him.
A bloodhound. Ferguson's a bloodhound. Yeah. I will get he comes out and runs around a lot. I like that.
Yeah. And that's a big part of when they switch, why they switch, because Westbrook's not going to follow guys around all the time.
That's my suggestion. If you want to try something, that's something you could try.
Now, what you could do, and this puts Paul George's health at risk because he's going to be running around screens and getting crushed, is you put Paul George on Damian Lillard, and then you stash Westbrook in the corner on Harkless or whoever it is that Paul George is guarding.
He could guard Harkless, I think.
No, he could. He totally could. But you're going to get Paul George killed.
Or in foul trouble,
and then you're going to lose the series anyway. There's really no good option for the Thunder right now. If Paul George is healthy, you use more of those possessions with him on Damian Lillard, I think. But Paul George is clearly not healthy. They don't want him getting crushed by Kanter screens, and it's a problem.
It is a problem. A problem it is.
You're fading on me, Barry. We need to wrap it up.
Well, I'm not. You know what? I think I'm coming down with a cold is my problem.
Well, then we definitely need to wrap it up because I don't want to be in this area. Thanks, everybody. I know that was depressing, but look, frankly, the Thunder, not a lot of positive things to glean from that performance tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Thunder Buddies podcast. Hopefully, we'll have some more positive things to talk about in terms of the Thunder's play after Friday. 8:30 tip at the Peak. Thunder season on the brink. Thanks, Barry, for sticking around. Thanks to all y'all for downloading, listening, sharing, liking on Apple Podcasts. And we will see you after Friday's game in Oklahoma City.